So Manta Sandalwood is an Aboriginal-owned sandalwood harvesting, seeding and oil product company based in Leonora, West Australia. Cato and Diva Muir set the business up to create employment and opportunities for their children and other Aboriginal people in the Western Deserts, Northern Goldfields region. Welcome, Cato. What's the country called up there?
Thank you. Well, generally it's Wangai country.
Wangai.
But my tribal group, I'm a Ngalia language speaker and from the Ngalia tribe.
And when did Manta Sandalwood start up?
Well, we've only just really launched the sandalwood story of our business. We've been involved in the sandalwood industry for many, many, many years. And just recently, we secured a contract with the Forest Products Commission to plant seeds as well as harvest dead sandalwood trees. And we thought, well, we'll value add to that business and also come up with a small line of skincare fragrance products that we can sell through our website.
So you say you only harvest the dead sandalwood trees in the wild. Are there many left? Is there many to find out there?
Yeah. I mean, of course, the harvesting of Australian native sandalwood has been going on since 1850.
Yes, it was a precursor to the gold rush, really, wasn't it?
Before the gold rush, yeah. So I think at one stage it may well have been one of the biggest export products. And what that has meant then, though, is that the wheat belt, there's not a lot of wild lands left out in the wheat belt, but there was, back in the 1850s and onwards, there were sandalwood trees everywhere in the wheat belt, which now the only stands of sandalwood left in the wild are basically in the goldfields and on Aboriginal lands in the desert region. And our business model is focused on, well, we've got to ensure the sustainability of the product. So, you know, if we focus solely on dead sandalwood trees, so these are trees that have lived their lives, done their thing, produced their seeds, etc., and have died of natural causes. We harvest those, and that goes into the system. But part of our business model is to say, well, let's plant back as well. So last year we started on a contract with Forest Products to plant 500 kilos, so half a ton of sandalwood seed in the bush.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. We didn't quite make the full target, but I think it was close to 400 or thereabouts, or 480, I think it was, that we managed to put in the ground.
So how many people does it take to plant that many sandalwood nuts?
There's a small team of about three, really, and it's like flat out, you're sort of carrying a bag of seed in a backpack and walking through the bush, basically, and planting under selected host trees. So over time, we've got to try and time it with the rain and the weather and all that sort of stuff. And so there's a bit of science behind it, I think. It's just basically going out and planting the seeds.
So what is the host tree? What do you look for? Any particular tree?
Yeah, well, the main host trees are acacia trees. Yeah. So either mulga or, you know, the various types of wattles. And then some of the Eremophilas can be acacia host trees as well, but it's mostly the acacia trees. And in the Murchison bioregion where we are, acacia trees are one of the major predominant sort of plants.
So I guess it's a very sustainable concept there, harvesting dead sandalwood and planting new ones.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, the formula, you can't really lose, really.
No.
You're taking the dead trees that have already died and you're replacing them with seeds that if one plant succeeds to grow, that's 100% on you know, what you've taken.
Yeah, well, that was another question. There was how many nuts do you use for a plant? Because you need a host, I'm assuming, and then you plant nuts and then you hope for the best and see how they go. How many do you plant in each hole?
Yeah, so there's basically three per hole, and you could probably have maybe two sets of three per tree. And it's a special blend, special formula that the Forest Products Commission have come up with where, basically, there's some seeds are treated to be able to take off immediately. Some are in their raw form, and blend of nuts grown from trees on the farms, as well as those harvested nuts picked up from the bush. So,
well, that's another product, really, isn't it? The nuts. Eventually, after a couple of years, you'll get nuts too.
Yeah. No. Well, exactly. So, the nut oil is it's not so common in the market at the moment, but that's a big part of what our product is.
So what is the oil?
Well, I mean, basically you get two types of oil out of sandalwood tree. You get the essential oil, which is the very strong, fragrant oil. And then, of course, the nuts themselves, which are now quite bountiful in the wheatbelt areas on the farms there, you can process that. It's a little bit more complicated. Process that and create an oil, and that oil is good for skin care and that kind of thing. So that's, I suppose, our particular slant that we're bringing to market, is to say, well, we have a product that has a 1,000% sustainability story.
Wow.
big claim, but yeah, I mean, when you think about it, taking a dead tree and planting seeds back results in somewhere along the line, you're going to get some trees growing again. And then blending oils that are derived from dead sandalwood with oils that come from the nuts, and you end up with this product that we're now marketing, which is basically Munda sandalwood oil, which is basically a blend of these two oils, the fragrance and the skincare qualities of the nut oil. And
it's a very distinct perfume, isn't it? It's quite strong,
but
soft at the same time.
It's quite strong, and it's multi-gendered too. So, you know, I wear it as a man. I wear it. So.
Well, you must smell so nice.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's the smell of the land. So you
That's beautiful. So could you tell me the original definition behind the word Manta, and why you and your partner set up Manta Sandalwood?
Yeah, so Manta has that. The original meaning of the word is earth or land. So it's a family business. We're leveraging off a contract that we have with Forest Products Commission to harvest dead sandalwood, but also having a long history in the game, we thought, recognised that there is a need for a sandalwood product that people can buy. So most of the sandalwood oil that's being produced goes to higher level markets, and there's not a lot of opportunity for ordinary Australians, ordinary people, to actually purchase and make use of this beautiful product.
Oh yeah, well, it's a great thing you guys are doing, developing an Aboriginal enterprise from the western deserts of WA, when, as I understand it, most sandalwood products in the market are imported from India.
Yeah, well, it's a different sandalwood plant,
yeah.
The Indian sandalwood, so there's a couple of varieties, and so the ones that we're pushing the recognition for is the Australian native sandalwood, Spicatum, and then the Indian sandalwood is Santalum album.
Could you explain a little more about the concept of a sustainable loop?
What we're hoping to do here is, you know, close this loop between a sustainable business, creating employment and income for Aboriginal people in a remote location, and hopefully people purchasing our products really support that story. It's just basically a story of a little business in the bush trying to bring a product to the wider market.
Excellent. And where can people get the product from?
Yeah, so it's only sold online. We do have a couple of shops that are showing interest in taking the product, which we will definitely sell wholesale, but at this point most of our sales are through mundasandalwood.com/shop, which is on our website. Just go through the process online there.
Excellent. Well, Kato Muir, thank you very much for joining me.
Very good. Thank you, Alan.